And we're back.
Cloud just crashed.
That is good non-specific non-brand name soda that I'm drinking here at Channel 9 Live. Here, we're in Los Angeles at Microsoft PDC, streaming at MicrosoftPDC.com. And if you've got questions for us on the Twitter, you can tweet them at CH9Live. All the replies will show up on the big board here. And we will ignore the naughty ones, and we will answer the awesome ones. And we've just been joined by the very lovely Scott Stanfield. That's a beautiful watch that you have there,
Thank you.
What is that?
This is geek chic.
Is that a 1980s kind of Casio calculator watch?
Yeah, it's reskinned with about 5 different colors of jelly bellies.
Yeah, that is nice. I'm coveting
you
your watch.
It was actually,
I have to see that.
We barely got the laptop back.
That was
the
gift at PDC08.
That is a beautiful thing right there. I love that.
It's a good watch. Yeah, it brings, back
memories.
Do you remember? I mean, do you remember the little game? There was a game on the calculator watch in the 80s.
I must have this.
It was great.
Is this new? They're making this now, like for retro people.
Yeah.
For old guys.
Yeah. Maybe we'll,
who've
we'll,
seen those
we'll
multiple generations of. Now, computing.
So I showed this to my son. Like you can add numbers and multiply, and he's like, I've got an iPhone. What do I need this for?
That's not appropriate.
Dad, you're so crazy.
Are they going to bleep that out?
I've got the cloud. Yeah, I don't think we can bleep that out.
10 second delay.
Yeah, it's over. Good night. We'll see you later. We're being pulled off the air at Channel 9 Live.
Here comes the hook.
Hey, you had some parts in the keynote. He was running all sorts of stuff.
It was good.
You brought me a hat. He got me the Vancouver hat because the.
It's funny, the guy from Vancouver didn't get you the Vancouver hat.
Yeah, he's the Canadian guy. Yeah.
Right.
I'd expect it
the
from
Californian
him.
Brought me a hat. Thank you for that. And
that's nice. There you go. That's how they wear it in Canada.
How they wear it in Canada. But then their mouths kind of open like this, too. And
the brains are kind of sideways, too.
What am I supposed to see? This is what you do, because the host goes like this, but you make sure that the hat,
the logo's in line.
That's right. And then when you drink your mug, you don't go like this. No, because this, I'm just giving you a little tip
Scott's
here in case you ever host your own
talk
show.
That's good.
You got to go like this.
Well, I feel like.
And then you tense your arm muscles so it looks like they're toned. And then you go,
We need to oil these arms.
That's
and then you oil that.
Good.
It's a little ashy right now.
Yeah. It is. Good.
It's a problem.
I feel like I'm, we're here in Hollywood, and I feel like I'm here to pimp my latest movie.
Well, you did.
The Vancouver Winter Olympics.
So you've been working in Vancouver, So you're doing.
I really like the staff. The director
really?
Is just fantastic.
And the craft service table. Is it nice?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good. Well, what I'm really hoping I can use this as a springboard into directing my own Winter or Summer Olympics.
What's it like to work with Spielberg?
He's a lot moodier than I thought.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It is. The swings. It's the upswings, the downswings. Sometimes
I
just have to hold them and we rock ourselves to sleep. So, the Vancouver 2010 Olympics is going to be broadcast with Silverlight.
Yes.
And what
yes.
kind of cool features are we going to be able to do that we couldn't do yesterday?
I've seen
DVR type stuff.
There's going to be, there's a lot of features, including advertisements. Which is,
that may be a feature for you.
Yes.
I like the part where I could do slow-mo.
We call advertisements business logic.
No, is that what you call it?
That's the new business logic
on
the internet.
That's business logic.
We've got amazing DVR capabilities.
Digital video recorder, if you're not familiar.
I'm sorry, right. DVR. So you can pause, rewind, fast forward, slow motion. And the great thing about the Winter Olympics is that they travel about 60 to 70 miles an hour faster than the slow Summer Olympics. So there's a lot more opportunity.
The entire Olympics travels that fast?
Yeah, all the people are moving faster. So there's a lot more opportunity for crashes and danger.
They say the bobsled track is just epically, insanely fast.
Right, now you're saying, though,
people are going to be turned into goo.
You can pause slow motion, and you're like, oh, wow, pause in slow motion? Thank you. Innovation, 2009.
Lots of
fast events. This is live streaming. So it's live streaming on the internet. It's not pause, then hit start, and then buffer, and then come back to the live stream at the point.
Well, there's no buffering, and that's the benefit of smooth streaming. There's no progressive download. We hit pause, go get a cup of coffee, let it catch up. You get it right away, so you can jump around. But, they're going to have 1,500 hours of content before the Olympics even start. So they have a lot of interviews and other sporting events to get people ready for the Olympics. So it's going to be great. And what's interesting is that, I think it's interesting, is that the lead-up event for the Olympics to test all this infrastructure was Sunday Night Football. Which is also, now I don't have a Sunday Night Football
So that was your scale test.
Yes, that was your scale. And it's been really good. Every Sunday night at 5:30, you can tune in and check it out if you're a football fan.
The thing that I found really cool with that was the multiple camera angles. Like, I got to think, are you doing that for the Olympics as well, that we'll be able to, see that crash from all sides?
Like multiple angles?
I think I was reading a bit about it. I think there's about 23 feeds, not cameras, but simply feeds, which are collections of cameras, all going to 30 Rock in New York, that will get edited down, and they decide what's going to be broadcast, and it goes up the satellite back to, no, actually goes over an OC-12, leased to iStream Planet.
Okay,
I get
so
a bunch
blah, blah, blah.
Lots of fun.
And I can
and then
pause it.
Shows
it.
Up
what
on
happened?
The web.
I'm just,
yeah, so
you guys all were like having a little show here. Right? I heard OC12, and I can pause it.
Optical cable 12. It's a really fat.
I think it's fast and expensive.
Optical pipe.
But I mean, this is a big deal. We've got all this HD content, and the ability to...
Are you captivated by
the channel 9? I am. I've got one of these on my desk at work, and I'm like, I think I chew on it.
Let's put it in the mug. We've got some guys who...
Welcome to Two Nerds Try to Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
How we can get a Channel 9 mug. I'll send you... direct message me, and I'll send you a Channel 9 guy in a little mug here.
If you'd like, I'll drink out of it, and we can send him that one.
That would be nice. Okay. I'm going to keep drinking my soda.
Scott, you're saying Sunday Night Football, right? Multiple live HD cameras synchronized, which is really difficult to do. It's hard enough to synchronize source code changes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In an application, let alone synchronize cameras, different camera feeds over a high latency connection, and just get it so if you want to switch to the end zone camera or the little cable camera, I got to tell you, this is funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We have one of the games that we have access to for demos that we have for VOD.
Right.
And
VOD, video on demand.
Video on demand, thank
sorry.
You. Sorry.
Like,
so not live.
There's like eight people watching right now, and those people don't necessarily know these crazy three-letter acronyms.
So these people are watching live, and the people that are watching, not at 12:38 on Thursday, they will be watching a video on demand later.
Right.
So VOD.
That's the demand part.
That's right. So during the halftime show on Sunday Night Football, they don't have the rights to broadcast the halftime show on the internet, so they cut to a slate. And the slate is just, actually we saw a slate earlier, right before it came on, just kind of a background graphic.
Right, that was a slate that one of our followers on Twitter was complaining about because he didn't feel that we gave him enough time to pee.
Oh.
And if you are just joining us, we are sitting down with Carl Franklin and Richard Campbell and Scott Stanfield, and if you want to, you can go on Twitter and tweet us at CH9Live, and the questions will show up on the big board here, and we'll ask them of our guests. So
we were playing around with this feed.
Using the slate.
And because during halftime there's nothing to see, we switch to the cable cam. So for those of you that aren't watching football, there's this device suspended above the stadium, and it travels around on this cable, and you get some really interesting shots. Now that cable cam is still live during the game, and this halftime show was spectacular. It was two dogs, one apparently a male and one a female, and they were throwing frisbees. Well, the dogs weren't throwing frisbees.
Because that would be spectacular.
That would be
incredible.
Guys throwing frisbee for the big halftime show.
Right.
Big production, halftime, you see frisbee dogs. And one of the
and
dogs.
We didn't have rights to the dogs, though, to stream.
Yeah, you can't show the dogs.
It's great. And the cameras
never signed a license.
Unless they have an agent, then it's.
Right. Well, tell they have it. They all have agents. And so they're throwing the dogs, and the male dog is clearly more interested in something else.
Yes.
And it's not the frisbee.
Yeah.
And you see him, the frisbee flies, he shoots down the 20-yard line, yeah, I'm going to come back over here, and starts following the other dog. And,
right.
But when I say follow, as close as two dogs can follow before it gets very embarrassing.
In high definition.
In high def. So you see the handler pull the dog off.
Scott,
the cable is watching him the whole time, take the dog off. It's a lot of fun.
Mr. Stanfield, can I tell you an experience I had of your technology in the real world? I was watching the Democratic National Convention.
Yes.
Which, of course, your
company,
sponsor. Vertigo.
Mm-hmm. We were official sponsor of the DNC.
That was in
high
def,
and, too. And you were, mm-hmm. you were part of this whole streaming thing.
Yes, that was our first experience in live streaming.
So I got to tell you a story about this. I was watching on television, and it occurred to me that, oh, my God, my friend Scott here has got this streaming live on the video. Let me see how it looks on my MacBook. Because, yes, I have a MacBook Pro. So pull up Silverlight, and I'm streaming it, and I notice something very strange. I'm getting it on my MacBook faster.
Yeah,
than
we
on
were
the TV.
Ahead. Yeah, we did find that
Wait
we
a
were
second.
Ahead.
You
sometimes.
Were seeing the event, the live streaming of the event in high def, on the internet
faster
ahead of the
than the
TV.
Television.
Than the television.
How much faster?
About 30
number
seconds.
Number of seconds.
We did this. You've seen the movie The Sting.
Yes.
Yeah, we did that
movie.
So we could bet on the outcome.
So why is that, Scott? What was happening in the background?
I honestly don't know, really.
Great.
There's some
Thank
satellite
you,
delay, quarter second. Yeah,
it was great.
Not sure.
But doesn't it mean that that whoever was doing the smooth streaming, I mean, they were probably running it through systems that were more efficient, more effective, while the kind of the classic broadcast media was running it through other systems?
Well, they were probably having a deliberate delay.
Bigger delay.
You're right. There could be an important delay for security reasons.
Right.
Yeah,
much
bigger FCC
like
exposure
on
television.
Right. Yeah. But the big deal for the DNC is that they had the chance to, I mean, the Democratic part of the Democratic National Convention should mean everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a chance to share this amazing content. I mean, we call it content. We saw the president, the next president of the United States, get the nomination.
Right.
And we got to see it. Everybody got to see it end to end. Now, there were parts of the DNC that were probably kind of yawners, No. But it was, yeah. But like you got to see everything.
It looked better on the MacBook than it did on the TV as well.
So, you know, we went from that. We did March Madness, which is a very big live internet event.
You just shot somebody.
I'm a little scared.
What just happened?
Something just fell.
I think somebody
they're golfing.
Big anvil fell out of the cloud.
But what I want to tell people, two things. One, we're just .NET developers and designers, right? Like we...
So this is a good thing to point out. You work at Vertigo, but you're not like a smooth, super high-def video content editing company.
We've done like 6 events so far in 18 months, maybe a few more. And what's now, it is difficult, granted. I mean, if you could turn these cameras around, you could see all these guys and all the gear and the stuff it has to go through. What I found...
Yeah, there you go, right there. See, look
there
at the big screen. There's us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. From the lipstick cam up here in the corner.
Very nice.
Hello.
I didn't even know that was there.
Yeah.
So there's a tremendous amount of work that goes on, and there's professionals have been doing this for a long time, and we come along and say, oh, you can throw this on the internet. Check this out. And they're like, look, son.
Listen.
We've been doing this for a while. We know how to make you look good, and they'll kill the lights and make me look really bad if I don't give them props. But it's what we find is that the integration with all the different partners to make it look good, and you have to do AC Nielsen tracking. You guys were talking about how do you track the number of viewers.
Yep.
There's Nielsen tracking. We use Google DoubleClick for advertisement. We use Adobe Omniture for logging. We use Conviva for live real-time health monitoring. And like 2 or 3 other instrumentations. That's just, it's more lit up than a 747 behind the scenes.
Really?
And that is, so, and we're being, as .NET programmers, we know how to hook into all those events and fire stuff off so it's non-blocking on background threads.
What does that look like as a programmer? One has a sense of, how deep they want to go, how deep their mental model goes, right? So, you know, it's like I got my web page, I got my Silverlight, it's talking over a stream, and then a miracle happens, and then it hits an IIS server.
That's right.
What are you guys writing in the back end .NET programmers?
We're not writing, since our work for like Sunday Night Football and the Olympics, most of the work, not the majority of the work, is in the client itself. And the client, there's a square where we feed it a URL, which has the smooth streaming bits, and we don't have to do a whole lot to make that work, but we are cracking open another feed, a data feed, that tells us, oh, at this point in time, throw a commercial. So if we were doing advertisements right now on the show, we could get a countdown, 3, 2, 1, commercial break, and there'd be a guy hitting a button that sticks a little blip in an XML file that says, show an advertisement here. And then we go out to an ad server and say, time for an ad, it says, here are the ad assets, run it for this long, and it will track that you're watching it.
So did you write code within the Silverlight player that's watching this feed, and it knows to cut the live feed and switch over to another? Because this is the thing I want to understand, that as someone who's going to go out there and maybe write their own video player, is this just as simple as, like Carl was talking about, how he did some home HD, and he went in expression encoder, and it popped out a player. The player was included, but the player that you have is more sophisticated than the one that that Carl may have been using.
Well, it's sophisticated in the sense that this is a big money-making opportunity for NBC, and not only that, they have a lot of privacy and security concerns for the content. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot more goo and glue going on at the same time.
Yep.
But let me blow your mind a little bit more. So what I said about for video on demand and advertising, imagine this is live. So if you're watching a live stream, like you're watching now, back up. Like you could grab the timeline, the scrubber, drag it back another 2 or 3 minutes and let go. But what if now you fast forward and you somehow skip, like with the Hulu model where you skipped over an advertisement?
Yeah.
So you want to catch up to live, but let me show you an ad. Meanwhile, do we pause what's going on and at the Olympics while we play the ad?
So you're keeping track of that logic.
Oh, it's so hard.
How much can I pause?
You can pause as much as you want.
I mean, is it just holding it in memory?
No, it's simply stopped. I mean, that's the beauty of smooth streaming, is that the CDN is not pumping down bandwidth. Because think about it, if you paused, went to the restroom, or forgot about it, came back in an hour, you've now downloaded an hour of HD content, which adds, there are a few pennies, but they'll add up. If you hit pause, nothing's happening, so you're not soaking up bandwidth.
Ah, so the DVR, it's fast on the client side, but because it's Silverlight smooth streaming, when I say go, it's not that it's buffered up in memory and sitting inside of my browser and I'm going to watch my task manager.
You just tell it where you want to start playing from.
Yeah, the DVR part's actually on the server. Yeah. You've got the files there.
Because the entire thing is there because it's smooth. It's streaming in preparation for video on demand.
That's right. And it's true random access. And really what it is, the video, every 2 seconds, there's a little file that's created in about 4 different versions, or maybe 6 different versions, depending on the bandwidth allocated to create a picture. You know, if you have a 6 megabit fiber connection, you have the capability of looking at a really nice high-quality video, which is, when you're looking at these handsome gentlemen, You want the best quality videos possible.
It's true. Those guys.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at, you know, on an iPhone or the smaller screen, you don't need the same bandwidth, so you'll take a smaller, lower capacity file. Mm-hmm. But every 2 seconds, you're getting a new, like downloading a new JPEG. I mean, it's just moving pictures at the end of the day.
You leave out the 100-pixel nose hair. That's good.
That's right.
If you are just now joining us, you've missed some awesome stuff, but hopefully you'll be able to back up and watch it later. You can tweet us at CH9Live at MicrosoftPDC.com. And we're sitting down with Carl Franklin and Richard Campbell and Scott Stanfield, who is talking to us about some of the stuff that they're doing at the Vancouver Olympics and cool stuff with smooth streaming. One of the questions that just came here from Twitter was, what video codecs are we using?
I mean, right.
Is it encoded in one way on the server and it's chopped up in different pieces? What codec
it's
is that?
It's still one codec. It's either VC1 or H.264.
Okay.
There are plenty of technical debates about the quality, the color capacity for either codec.
Right.
The thing that we tend to concern ourselves with is the bandwidth, and those are the sliders that we have to change. Mm-hmm. There's a question from WebDev. Can I answer that one?
Yeah, please go ahead.
It says, does smooth streaming require additional hardware other than IIS-7?
That's a very good
question. So IIS-7 is not hardware, it's software.
But is it, other than IIS-7?
Now you're just being difficult.
Yeah, that was just me.
No, I know.
At this point, we're now challenging the internet.
I'm going to get shot.
Stump.
Yeah,
okay, here we
die.
Go. This is a new challenge here at the PDC. Stump Scott Stanfield on all things high definition and video streaming. Send your incredibly hard questions.
So
at CH9Live on the Twitter. We'll bring it up on, and we've got a cast of six people here live in Los Angeles at the convention center. In fact, three of which work for Microsoft, so they don't actually count. We had two guys hanging out here at the...
there they are. I want to add
that's okay.
Let me say add one thing. So the code you mentioned earlier for developers, what does it look like if you were to like open the solution?
We say smooth streaming and IIS, but what exactly do we need to do this at home? Like, I've got some video. Let's do this.
Right.
Help me out here. Carl has a great Home at Last Steely Dan mix.
Right.
He's got a 500 meg file. It's wonderful, and it's high def, and it's done. It's been edited.
Okay.
I want to smooth stream that on the internet. What do I do?
The expression encoder.
Yep.
And that's it. Expression encoder.
Yep.
And IIS-7. You're done.
AVI in, Silverlight. Compatible WMV out.
So I go into Expression Encoder and I select that I want the smooth streaming template and I say go. Mm-hmm. I spit out my Silverlight Zap file. It gives me a HTML file that I can upload.
Correct. Yeah.
I have a regular IIS-7 machine. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to have any fancy IIS super pack or anything.
It doesn't even have to be IIS. Oh, well, for smooth streaming, I don't know. But
smooth streaming is like a pack you install
on
IIS.
It's a pack you install for
IIS. Media pack.
That's true. But let me make clear. So, again, video on demand. Live SD. You can do right now also with the expression encoder. So every Friday at Vertigo, we have a company meeting. We follow Scrum and Agile. And in Agile, you have a daily stand-up meeting. Mm-hmm. We do the same with the company on a weekly basis. So at 12 or 11:30, now people are going to hack our stream. But at 11:30, we set up a camera and tied into expression encoder with two microphones.
Yeah.
And for our remote folks in our new Portland office.
Yes. I love
hometown.
Portland. Awesome.
Yeah, Portland. And our folks that are spread around the U.S., we broadcast our little weekly company meeting. Now, we're not doing that in HD yet. To do live HD.
Okay, so wait though. You're using expression encoder to do live streaming?
Yeah,
you can fire it up.
That's correct.
Say input here, output there.
Yeah, and the output is to an IIS to a Windows Media Server box.
Yep.
And you just set some port configuration and you're good to go. It looks great. Now if we're using an HD camera because the quality is just better with lenses, better light. But we're still taking it down to SD. If you want to do software-based encoding for HD, we're not quite ready yet. We need hardware for that. Mm. So
you need horsepower.
Yeah, you need horsepower
to do
real
time.
Interesting because I just bought, and this is not at the level of HD that you guys are talking about. But I just spent like $50 on Newegg, and I bought myself a Microsoft LifeCam Cinema HD webcam.
Yes.
I can do 720p, not 1080p, but 720p.
That's right.
I need a quad processor machine.
Yeah, exactly.
To do it.
Yeah, and not only that, the
camera's cheap. But actually computing
the
frames.
Is non-trivial. And by the way, I just want to remind people, if you're listening to us live, you can hear that there's sounds around us because we're on the stage, we're on the floor here in the convention center. If you hear sounds in the background, it's a golf exhibit, not a Wild West stunt show, as TBets42 on Twitter thinks that it is, though.
Good. I want to add one more thing, too. So the code behind the scenes for the Olympics and Sunday Night Football, and this rectangle. So everybody look around. Everybody point. They're actually down, I think, here in this corner. down
this
here.
This is the corner here of my rectangle.
Right.
Okay, so the floor, right
there. There are some controls
there.
At the bottom of this player. Right there. There's the transport control that you
and
can grab.
And these controls right here.
Yeah.
And then you can hover over this little thing that looks like a cell phone signal. That's the bit rate monitor. Mm-hmm. It shows the current capacity that you're getting.
Did you write the player that we're in right now?
Yes. Yeah, so the player that we're in, I know, it's this trippy,
feels
like,
good.
Willy Wonka.
Nice. It feels really good.
Like, Mom, I'm on TV, Willy Wonka thing.
I screenshot that. I'm going to make that my new Twitter profile.
Yeah, we're actually taking some screenshots right now. The code, you guys can download this code today. Yeah. So the same code behind the PDC player, Sunday Night Football, and the Olympics is part of the Silverlight Media Framework that we released on Wednesday. So go to silverlightmediaframework.com, or I think it's SMF. We call it SMURF.
Smurf.
This is Brainy Smurf.
Cool, and this is a Vertigo software production.
Yeah, well, we refactored the code with Microsoft to pull it out to make it available for other people.
Okay, so let's go back to the lipstick can then. So then I want to see that what you guys are doing. So these guys, let's see all your hardware, folks. So all of this here mm-hmm. and all that equipment that they've got, and they're doing mixing and professional, and all of our professional staff here at Channel 9 Live is mixing and they're doing sound. We've all got lavalier mics. And we've got all these great 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hi, and she's got, look, on air, see that? Yeah. Karen's got that. That's all being brought into and published to an IIS streaming server.
That's right. That's
and then inside the zap file, the Silverlight part of MicrosoftPDC.com, that's a Vertigo software.
That's correct.
And that's you can download that at Silverlight Media Pack.
SilverlightMediaFramework.com.
Silverlight Media Framework.
Which will redirect to a CodePlex site.
.com.
Nice.
You like that?
That was an unpaid
Any questions for the folks here at Channel 9 Live, at CH9 Live? We've only got about 5-6 minutes left.
Cool.
Folks, some questions
I got
coming
a couple
up?
Of plugs I'd like to make.
Got a couple
Can
of
I?
Plugs?
Yeah.
I want to hear about DNR TV 500. That's
so .NET Rocks, show number 500, is going live later today. And it would have been live this morning, but the bandwidth here really kind of sucks.
Yep.
And I don't mean here in the convention center. I mean here at the hotels where we publish from.
Right.
So that is our 500th show. Also, you know, somebody asked me about the music that's going on.
Yeah.
My band is going to play at the launch event in March in Las Vegas.
No.
And if all goes well, I'll have an album to sell as well.
Wow.
Of all original music.
So you're going to have like we're going to sell Visual Studio 2010, and if you want a Carl Franklin CD.
Yeah, exactly. No shame.
I want to see you with a guitar case open, and like we can throw.
Yeah, I'll bust.
I'm going to throw old MSDN CDs into your guitar case.
Absolutely.
Very
cool. I probably
won't
be selling CDs at the show, but
are you going to be selling CDs or DVDs or just little coupons for media downloads?
We might take a little EP and throw it in everybody's bag. That
would be.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
Scott, have you done anything with the Silverlight microphone and webcam stuff that's going on in the browser? Got a question here.
Just saw someone it two days ago, like everybody else. I can't wait to play with it. Oh, yeah. It's great. I mean, what we saw in Silverlight 4 is just going to blow the doors off line of business applications, which, I mean, please.
Yeah.
We finally now have the tools to complete Silverlight to do some pretty great work. So in addition to video work that we do, I mean, the Olympics, we didn't even talk about this, but there's a photo gallery. It actually is a very good... Very good implementation of Deep Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
So people can... Oh, that's scary.
Don't look at that.
No. That's awesome. Make it bigger.
That's beautiful.
That's lovely.
The lovely.
That's close to you guys right now.
That's awesome.
I'm going to get that made in t-shirts. Look, hey, quick, guys. Camera. Fake camera smile. Nice. Lipstick cam. See? Guy in the back there.
Just taking these pictures.
He's taking up pictures here.
Yeah. Just keep on rolling with them.
Yeah, we'll always look good when we do the fake smile.
So check out, there's also so people want to see a Silverlight photo experience.
Oh,
go to NBCOlympics.com, click on photos, and you can see the Olympians and some photos. There's, a few thousand right now, but by the end of the Olympics, it'll be about 30,000. It's the same technology that we had behind Playboy.
Different content, connections.
There's a big catalog of images that are going to come up from the Olympics.
Yeah,
and,
funny.
Lots of clothing, actually. It's called the Olympics. And it's... Yes, question.
Look at this here. Question coming to Twitter at @CH9Live.
Oh, great.
Bob the janitor wants to know, how does this auto-adjusting of quality happen? Is that magic?
That is magic. Well, we don't worry about that. That's the auto-adjusting. Well, think about it. If you're watching the stream right now, and so Bob the janitor is watching, and all of a sudden his computer wants to start defragging.
Right.
As our computers always like to do.
Yeah.
So the CPU is going to be taken up. He might not be able to handle the bandwidth that's coming down. There are heuristics inside the Smurf. That will handle.
What does Smurf mean
that's
again?
The Silverlight Media Framework.
Silverlight Media Framework.
That's
Smurf.
His code.
And encapsulates some other bits
and
from.
This is something that
team.
Again is people can download this, right?
Yes, yes. So that's actually deeper in the Silverlight Media element, the SME. Yes, we call it SME. And SME. Remember SME from Captain Hook?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have SME and Smurf. It's nice. A lot of fun.
So you guys are serious about your code names, I
very much, yes. But so it will handle that automatic bandwidth adjustments, and it's the heuristics are going about every few seconds, so it's seeing, because the goal is to always maximize the video quality.
And doesn't it actually encode at several levels and just sort of step between the levels of the bandwidth? Yeah,
we're
can't
recording
handle.
Like for this one right now, and they mm-hmm. can hover, the audience can hover over the little bitrate monitor
right.
and see the different bit rates that we have. Hmm. Yeah, that's good. But right, we do cool. more than video. I mean, it's not like...
You're not just a video guy.
I mean, it's fun.
There's so much
it's,
more.
It's still Silverlight, and I want to say that the people doing Silverlight now, they can do this. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, there is
this
a lot
is
to
thing.
Learn
I
about
I want
video.
To make sure that people who have these cameras lying around, yeah. somebody's got an HD consumer camcorder, and I've actually got right here, this is the camera that I recommend. This is
Scott,
right, the flip's great.
Scott, I want to clarify something, though. When you're doing adaptive streaming, if it's on demand, you actually have to have separate encoded files for each one of those bit rates.
Yes, and when using encoder, it will
it's
take
not going to just magically
right. so,
change
right. I think
change
I can,
the encoding on the fly.
Yeah, I can give an example. So this actually isn't a flip. I used the flip for a while. Flip is one you can get at theflip.com. This is a Creative Vado HD.
Yep.
This
yeah.
is a very low-end consumer grade kind of a thing. It's about $120, $130. I like it. I've used the flip before, but this is one. This is a you know kind of a fixed focus, very basic kind of a deal.
Yeah.
But you take your pictures, you take your high def 720p video, you plug it in USB, and then you pop this into Expression Encoder, and you say, I want these bit rates.
Yeah.
It then encodes, basically, like you said, the video multiple times.
Right. Yeah.
This many megabits per second,
right.
this
yes.
many megabits. And then there's an XML file that describes that these are the available bit rates, so that when the Silverlight player downloads it, it picks up the data pack that says, all right, you got 8 megabits, 5 megabits, 2 megabits, 3,
yeah.
30
it's a manifest seconds. File.
And then it's basically shifting gears. It's just like yeah. driving a car.
That's a good
it's
metaphor.
Actually, you like yeah.
shifting gears.
Yeah. You can
good.
Use that.
Did you just?
I just I made that up.
Came out of there just like that.
I just made that.
Up.
You're right. gonna use that now.
I like it.
That's
I'm totally gonna use it.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and you're just literally
trademark.
Shifting gears, and it's like the difference between manual shift and automatic. And if you want to open that up, that file up in Notepad, and you can say, well, even though I encoded this level, I'm going to not use that level.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So for example, I did some really cool tests with Scott Gu to do screencasting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while really fast motion like the Olympics works great with smooth streaming, doing like really high quality screencasts at low bit rates
yes.
doesn't. And I said, well, Scott, how do I fix this? I don't want these. If you don't have this much, I would prefer buffering
mm-hmm.
over smooth streaming.
Right.
Well,
right.
He said, oh, just open the XML file up and say that one doesn't exist.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You know,
yeah.
that it's literally that easy. So
right.
And live streams are the same? Do you have to have three different... live sources if you want three different bit rates?
No, you take one source and it'll and the hardware encoders will split up. I want to answer a couple questions here because it's related to that. It's about your home HD cameras are not going to work with live HD streaming yet.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because you need hardware to do it. Hardware
right.
for HD encoding until
right.
we get the Nehalem processors or whatever else is coming in the future for scale.
Something actually
or maybe
fast
something
enough
in the cloud.
To do that real time.
That's right.
Right.
And also
definitely.
Professional HD recorders tend to take either component or SDI. It's a digital signal, so it's higher quality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and so if you're doing recording at home, the key is you can stream pre-recorded and rendered videos. If you
right.
want to do it live, it's still a lot of work. And think
yeah.
about it, we've got a 45 megabit connection at Vertigo.
Mm.
45 divided by 3 is...
15?
15?
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
It all adds up to
so
time
can,
to go. That's
we can support 15
to.
Live HD streams. That's not that many.
No.
So you need
fantastic.
Lots of bandwidth for stuff like this.
Well, listen, Scott and Richard and Carl, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me here on Channel 9 Live. And this is going to be my last broadcast. I'm going to be taking off and going on a plane, but we're going to have exciting stuff coming up just after this, so do stay tuned. But I just want to really thank everyone. If we go to Lipstick Cam and just point at everybody here who's been working so hard at Channel 9 Live, remember that I'm just a talking head. But I want to thank everybody at Channel 9, Nick and Michael, Keith, Billy, Karen, Sarah, Dan, Charles, Larry, Pookie, Nene, Jimmy Legs, Fufu, everyone
Joey Bag of Donuts.
Around the neighborhood
Jimmy Legs.
For all the hard work they do to make us look so good here on Channel 9 Live. Remember to follow us on Twitter and stay tuned. There's more coming up next.